so glad we're together here again as I begin this reflection. I've been thinking about you, each person who's been in touch with us through the mountain, and now today as families are arriving here. I arrived last night driving back from Washington, D.C., and having been with people in Rochester the night before that, we actually gathered in Arlington in the middle of the deluge of yet another storm coming through the Northeast and dumping incredible water there and through Pennsylvania. You've probably read about it, and maybe you've been in the midst of this. We're in the midst of so much right now, aren't we? The recall of what we've come to know as 9/11. In fact, as I sit here, I just moved my chair in from the deck I sit on here at the mountain. And as I look out the window, actually my doorway here, I can see a family that's just arrived here. They're down by the pond for a peaceful time together. They came to our campus, to St. Bonaventure today, for a time of peace, of healing, of mercy and forgiveness and recall of those who died now 10 years ago. One of our rugby players, Rob Peraza, died there at what we now call Ground Zero, and one of his teammates is here with his wife and daughters. Their voices were joyful. They just drove in, and they're getting settled in the cabin, so I pulled into mine so I could have some quiet, a breath, I guess, and to greet you in the peace that is ours. The gospel for Sunday, 9/11, September 11th this year, 2011, is a strong one. It's an outcry. It's read throughout the world. Matthew 18, 21 to 35. Peter approaches Jesus and asks him, Peter again, appealing and wondering, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times? And Jesus answers, as we remember, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. My friends, that can feel beyond our reach, let alone beyond our hearts, and maybe at troubled times, not something we want to do. And yet, the number is beyond us. It's a huge number. It's a rabbinic outcry that what is ours is more than we can do on our own. What is before us to accomplish is God's mercy, mercy poured out for us. My friends who just came back from the memorial on our campus now sit by the pond as I look out this window. Wednesday night, when I was with friends in Rochester, as I watched these people seek their breath by our pond, the man there in Rochester talked about his breath. We'd taken a while in a large circle as we do, and I watched him come down with the rest of us. And then as we introduced ourselves and moved into a time of meditation, as we are right now, possibly drawing a breath where you are, as I even slow down the pace of my remarks, moving out of my own anxiousness to share something with you, conscious of the family here and families other places who bear memories, hurt, resentment, and longing for mercy, longing for peace. There in the circle in Rochester in Amy and Dave's home, one of their friends who'd never been in the circle before, after our time of breathing, our meditation, in quiet, almost laughed, he said, I barely knew I had a breath. I don't remember sitting and breathing. It's time for us to remember, especially remember breathing, that we can breathe, that we're breathing now, that we're breathing a mercy beyond 77 times 7, a mercy beyond Peter and me often, and many of us maybe a breath that a mercy, a forgiveness that is ours, deep and lasting. But it can feel so temporary, and it can feel impossible in our work world, and when we're problem solving, we say, let's break it down, bring it down, do something we can do. And there's something about that, isn't it? And yet our world has been broken down, and it seems we can do little about it at times, and so it's time to build it up. But from where? From the breath, from the simple moment, from the pausing and finding peace. Some here now by our pond, I, as I attempt a simple reflection out to you, longing for it myself and wishing to pass it on to others too. Breath, our breathing. Our ability to take a breath and then pass it on, our ability to feel the mercy God has given us that's so apparent in the gospel. God doesn't wait for us to seek it, as we hear in the beautiful story of the forgiving father of his prodigal son, nor does it happen now for you and I, but it is God's breathing. God is breath. God, in the Christian tradition, we call the Holy Spirit the breath of God. Now, in the midst of our recall and hurt and pains of past, and maybe even just the ones that last from this morning or last night or just a moment ago before you came into this meditation, this reflection about peace and breath and mercy that truly is ours, not first, actually, and interestingly enough for us to make and make happen, but rather to receive, to pause, as that man did in Rochester and we did in Arlington, Virginia. The other night when the lights went out in the house, there were candles lit, and we were smiling then, and we were finding our way from places where we feel, some said, overmanaged and overmanaging, to be beyond our ability to cope, and then finding with a smile we had enough light, even by the candles, to read this reading that helps us know that forgiveness is ours, that peace is given now. Wherever you are today and whatever your memories are, may you breathe and breathe simply. And if you have at times and need even now to break things down to get to them, let that breath rise up in you. Take one now. Sense it. Know the mercy that is beyond any counting, be it pain or problem or gift or giftedness. It's larger than any number. It's smaller or intimate than this moment. And it is ours now, given to us, that we might give it to others. Passed to us in a simple breath from a living God that invites us to live for others. I watched a friend reach for the scriptures, and she didn't have her reading glasses, but she leaned close to a lamp the other night and let us know that the Romans reading also read through the world with Matthew's gospel of mercy tells us, brothers and sisters, that none of us lives for oneself and no one dies for oneself. For if we live for the Lord. And if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. And this is why, in the midst of so much, we're able to let go of so much and receive so much. For the Lord is the Lord of both the dead and the living, Paul tells us in Romans. And you and I are breathing now, that we might breathe for others, and we have mercy now, that we might show others mercy, more, far more, beyond our ability, and only with God's breath, far more than 7 times, or 70 times 7, but yes, right now, you and I, receive it. Pass it to the one that needs it from you. Breath. Peace. Mercy. May the peace of the Lord be with you always, and let us hold each other in the breath of the living God.
The Lord, I'm with you always, even till the end end of the world.
I, the Lord, am with you always, even till the end of the world.
I am the beginning and the end of all things. I have met death, but now I am alive.
I, the Lord, am with you always, even till the end of the world.
I will not leave you orphans. I will come back and your hearts will rejoice.
I,